107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Pleasure to be chatting with Cambria Ravenhill with Heritage Stratford, talking about another Blue Plaque Program recipient. We'll find out what's happening this week, and Cambria joins us in the studio. It is good to see you.
It's great to see you again, Jamie.
Now, the last time we chatted, it was about Richard Manuel's childhood home, and that was just a great get-together for the Blue Plaque Program. That was fun.
It was. We had a great day for that presentation. We had a lot of great people come out. It was almost felt like a family reunion.
It really did.
Didn't it?
Yeah. Really did. And we should remind, so the plaque is up at that home.
Yep. It is. It is mounted on the home, and anybody is free to walk on by and admire it. Please don't bother the homeowners, but they were pretty happy to get that plaque. They officially have the coolest house now in Stratford,
and that's on Wells Street.
It's at 138 Wells Street.
Okay, so the Blue Plaque Program continues with Heritage Stratford, and we've got a very special presentation happening tomorrow. In fact,
yeah, we do. We decided to do two Blue Plaque presentations this year because we got held up with COVID over the last couple of years, and we had run a competition called Tell Us Your Story, and it was really putting it out to the people of Stratford. What do you know about family members who did, notable things, or people in the house that you live in? And we wanted to just get together a bunch of stories that we could keep for future Blue Plaques. And this one that we have coming up tomorrow was really interesting. It's Dr. Palmer Rankin, and he is the Honorable Dr. James Palmer Rankin, who lived here for about 53 years, did wonderful public service for this community, and we had never heard of him.
Yeah, there's so many of these stories.
It was crazy. We got great stories, by the way, of other folks, but he was a real standout because of what he'd really done in the community. He was a physician here. He moved here in 1880, just as Stratford was really booming. And he was incredibly important as a physician because he was also a surgeon. And this was a time when all of the construction was going on, building all of the blocks we think of that are running down Wellington and Ontario. The Gordon Block, they were all being built at that time. So were things like the courthouse, the jail, the library, even the city hall we think of now. That's actually the new city hall because the old one had burnt down. There was tons of construction. It must have been incredibly loud during that time.
A busy time, yes.
Plus, of course, you had the railway, which had come into town, completely changed the fortunes of Stratford. And then you had the shops. Why it's important that he was a surgeon is that there wasn't a hospital when he came here. And most of the physicians and surgeons, they practiced out of their homes. So if somebody was hurt at the shops or on the construction site, they were rushed to the surgeon's home. And it was, they were cared for right there. He was really pivotal in supporting these folks. And he was a physician in town for about 20 years. And then he got into public service. And he had just about every role you can think of, including being the MP twice. And he was also very involved in World War I with our Perth regiment here.
Okay.
And then he ended up as a senator.
Oh.
And this is why I say, how could we have never heard of him?
Isn't that incredible?
Yes.
But we know now, or at least the stories and the legend, if you will, is now out.
We are correcting the oversight, hopefully.
But that's what Heritage Stratford is all about, is spotlighting things like this.
Yeah, it is really important. There were some really famous people that lived here, including, of course, actors at the festival. But part of our program is to really look out for this type of person, someone who is more local, who really was invested in the community, and perhaps is just simply not known. Many people do have streets named after them or different things. But somebody like Dr. Rankin just sort of got lost somehow. And this is really an important piece of the Blue Plaque Program. We are going to be awarding it at 198 Church Street. So it'll be on that building. And that's where he lived during the second phase of his career. And he died there and he was a senator. And he's buried in the cemetery.
Okay, well, there you have it. So this is happening tomorrow at noon at 198 Church Street in Stratford. So
yes.
How's it working for tomorrow?
So we're going to have an on-site presentation, just like we did for the last one. And it's going to be hosted by our homeowners, Lucy Lawler and Richard Nesbitt, who I have to give a great shout out to because they were the people that collected this information and made us aware Dr. Rankin. And we are going to have the presentation done by our MP, John Nader. We thought that that would be really appropriate to have the current MP awarded to previous MP.
Oh, that's great.
And so it's welcome for everybody to come. It's a fairly short presentation, about 20, 30 minutes tops, but we're also really happy that we have some of the Rankin family showing up. They have sort of scattered, folks coming from London and Toronto to be here for the ceremony.
This is an amazing part of our history with the city of Stratford, and I really like these on-location ceremonies because, as we've talked about it, it had been done at City Hall, which was very nice, but there's something about presenting the blue plaque at the location that just makes it very special.
It really is. And actually, that's sort of the gift of COVID, because the council is still meeting remotely. And we decided to do in-person presentations because we thought a remote presentation was just not up to our blue-black standards.
Not the same. Yeah.
And it's been great, and hopefully it continues going forward because it is a chance for more people to be part of it, to see what's going on, and to really have a bit more of a celebration around this.
All right, so that is happening tomorrow, June 28th, 198 Church Street, Stratford, for the Honorable Dr. James Palmer Rankin, and you can check that out tomorrow. And if folks have stories that they want to share with Heritage Stratford, what's the best way?
The best way is to reach out to the city. Casey Rail is our appointed secretary for our committee, and she will then pass on the information to one of us. You can just send it in if you like. We will probably have another contest, possibly next round, about tell us your story, because this one was so successful. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to hearing from everybody. We got some great ones. This one, as I said, was the standout, but there were some others that were just lovely. And again, some of them are famous people, but it's the ones that are the hidden treasures that mm-hmm. really catch us.
Yep, exactly. It's a celebration of our history with the City of Stratford and Heritage Stratford. And we should mention, those blue plaques look great. They are terrific. They look great.
Thank you. Thank you. We like them. They were very held up by COVID, too. It took us months to get them. But I think that we're past that, and we'll just keep on going.
We're well on our way, for sure. Cambria Ravenhill with Heritage Stratford, thanks so much for this, and have a great presentation tomorrow.
Oh, I hope so. I think the weather will be lovely. Thanks, Jamie.